BZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Eskom has warned consumers whose prepaid meters have still not been switched over that the grace period to recode them ends tomorrow. The initial November 24 deadline was extended after some meter owners experienced difficulties in changing over. Silaki Ledwaba reports.
In a statement, Eskom appeals to users to regularize their accounts and to buy electricity from legal vendors. Following the transition to KRN2 project, Eskom says it has successfully transitioned 5.64 million prepaid customers, which includes 400,000 former zero buyers. The utility warns that failure to regularize accounts at its Eskom centers by tomorrow could result in fines up to 12,000 rands.
The IFP in KZN says it's instructed its councillors to start doing groundwork ahead of the 2026 local government elections. Provincial Chair Tamin Dudley says they must strengthen their interactions with communities for a deeper understanding of the needs of the people.
This will ensure that come at the 2026 local government elections, the IFP stands ready to expand its footprint and support base throughout the province. Our councillors must always remember that they are servants, people, and should emulate the exemplary leadership of Prince Mangosuthu Buthelezi by serving with commitment and dedication.
The party's top brass held a strategic meeting last week to analyse the political landscape and plan for the upcoming ballot. At a media briefing in Durban today, Nduli said they were not shaken by the Umkhonto weSizwe party's arrival on the scene.
We acknowledge their presence in the political landscape with other political parties that have been there. But the performance of the IFP in the by-elections has been ongoing, showing the strength of the IFP in different communities. And we will be using that strength for the local government elections.
President Cyril Ramaphosa has called for stronger trade and investment ties between South Africa and Angola. Angolan President João Lourenço is on a state visit here. Speaking at the Union Buildings, Ramaphosa said both countries must explore new economic opportunities beyond the oil sector.
Increasing trade and investment between South Africa and Angola remains our foremost objective. South Africa must become the destination of choice for Angolan goods, products, and services, and vice versa.
And outgoing U.S. President Joe Biden has issued scores of presidential pardons. Biden's commuted almost 1,500 sentences. He's pardoned 39 Americans convicted of nonviolent crimes as his time in the Oval Office draws to a close. The decision has been described as the most acts of presidential clemency issued on a single day. Durban 26 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 24, Richards Bay 30. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.